Thank you so much, ladies. I was just thankful that during the VBT, no one was hurt by the sword fight and that they are safe. I'm also thankful for the fact that we had those brilliant young people who put up these posters on the wall and also these ensigns representing the kingdoms that they come from. Fantastic that they did all week. I'd like to direct your attention for a few minutes before we're done today to your Bible in 2 Timothy chapter 3. If you have a Bible, you can look at it. If you don't, just look with your friend or just listen closely. We'll look at the scriptures briefly today. There are three wonderful realities that every mother and father should make sure that their children have. And they're found in this brief passage, 2 Timothy chapter number 3. Notice, if you will, in verse 16. And if you will, stand with me as we read the Word of God together. A respect for the precious, holy Word of God. Paul says to Timothy, "And that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith that is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." You may be seated. What a tremendous picture. In there, the apostle gives us three nuggets, three valuable gems, three precious realities that every parent should give to their children. Sadly, many parents do not give these to their children. Many parents fail in this quest. Our children desperately need them. Without them, they're not going to go forward in life. And sadly, without them, they have no eternity to look forward to. It would be tragic to give your children a nice home and a nice, comfortable lifestyle and all kinds of toys and trinkets and even treasures, and yet to forget to give them the thing they need most of all, and that is preparation for the life after when they meet God Almighty. Oh, how we need to prepare our children that way. Could I suggest to you, number one, the first gem that Paul speaks of in this passage is the scriptures themselves, the very Word of God. Notice what he says, "From a child you've known the holy scriptures." They're able to make you wise unto salvation. There's no greater gift that you can give your children than to take the time to teach them the inspired, pure, perfect, powerful words of Almighty God. These are God's words. This is like a love letter from heaven to us. Without the Word of God, we can't know the will of God. Without the will of God, we end up with a wasted life. How important it is, how mandatory it is, that as parents, as fathers and mothers, we don't neglect to give to our children the precious Word of God. That's not the responsibility of the Sunday school teacher. It's not the responsibility of the church. It's not the responsibility of preachers. They preach and teach, but it's the responsibility of myself and you, moms and dads. We have been given these children as a precious stewardship. One of the things they need most desperately than any other thing is the knowledge of God through His Word. And they need to grow in their understanding of who God is. Without the Word of God, they're destined for failure. Without the Word of God, they're destined for futility in the future. God's Word is a precious book. God's Word is His gift to us. It's a revelation of Him. This is how we can know the Lord, through the revelation of His precious Word. It says in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 6, Moses was speaking to the people, and he said there in chapter 6 around verse 5, "The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind." How are we going to love the Lord thy God if we don't know the Lord thy God? And how are we going to come to a knowledge of God without the Word of God, the Scriptures? That's why God gave us His inspired, revelatory truth, that we might have a relationship with Him. This is His truth for our souls to feed upon. In that Deuteronomy 6 passage, it says, "Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt write them upon the palms of thy hands and engrave them upon the doorposts of thine house." He's talking about a permanent relationship with the precious scriptures. Parents, we take a lot of pains and go to a lot of trouble to give our children a lot of things, but many of us fail in giving our children the precious scriptures. Taking the time to teach them who God is, taking time to show them who Jesus is. We can't have our children be wise without the wise sayings of the scriptures, Old and New Testament. Are you taking the time to share the scriptures with your children? Many times the Bible's a neglected book. Many times it's a forgotten book. Did you know that one of the most popular books still in our culture is the Word of God? And yet it is probably the most neglected book. I think it was Daniel Webster who said, if all the neglected Bibles of the world were dusted simultaneously, we would have a record dust storm and an eclipse of the sun that would last for a year. He's probably true on that. Although it is somewhat exaggerated, Bible neglect is rampant. Bible ignorance is epidemic. And Bible forgettingness is tragic, even amongst God's people. We need to get back to the precious Word of God. The kids were singing this week, the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. Friend, it's no good to have a book in our hand unless we take that book and open it and get it into our hearts and into our minds. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. The Old Testament says we are to meditate upon the Word of God. If we meditate upon His Word, then we can know His will for our life. Many children are growing up in homes where they have all kinds of secular garbage indoctrinated into their minds. And they are filled with all types of stimuli from the culture, but they're void of the truth of God's Word. We had children come this week who knew very little about Jesus, very little about heaven, very little about hell, very little about the King of Kings, the God of heaven who loves us. This is the most important thing. We must not fail in getting into the hearts of our children the Holy Scriptures. Don't neglect the Word of God. Number two, Jim, comes from the Scriptures. It's called salvation. Let's take a look at it. He says, from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. But then he tells us about those Scriptures. He says, those Scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation. Notice, through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Did you know something today? It is impossible to ever know how to be right with God without the Word of God. But once we have the Word of God reveals to us the way to God and into His kingdom, as we've heard this week. Jesus Christ is the person of salvation. It says it right here in the text, that you might be wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. You see, we're not saved by our good works. We're not saved by our church. We aren't born again by good intentions. We don't get to heaven by keeping the Ten Commandments, being a good person, having good intentions, or just being religious. The devil himself is very religious, but he's not saved. We need to have a personal experience of the new birth. We need to enter into God's kingdom. Jesus Christ, the very person of the gospel, said this in Matthew chapter 7. He said, enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way which leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. That's Jesus Christ. He said, few find the way of salvation. Do you know what Jesus said? I'm so happy to say this today. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. Jesus is the door of salvation. We saw that this week. Jesus is the shepherd. He's the entrance to the sheepfold. Jesus is the Savior. Friends, there's no salvation without Jesus Christ. Salvation comes through Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says clearly, believe on, depend on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Many of you remember the man Nicodemus. He came to Jesus by night because he was ashamed. He didn't want to be identified. When he approached Jesus, Jesus said this to Nicodemus. He was a very religious man, a very respected man. He was a very rich man. But Jesus said this to Nicodemus, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. We call that in Scripture the divine must, something that we have to do. God makes it plain, His nose on my face, you have to be born again. He said you can't enter the kingdom of God. He said you can't even see the kingdom of God unless you're born again. Friend, every person here needs a new birth. The greatest gift we could give our children is the new birth, is the gift of salvation, is making sure that when they die, they're going to be with Christ in heaven. How sad it would be for our parents to neglect to make sure that our children, as much as they're precious to us and we value them, we show our love to God and to our children by showing them how to receive Christ and be saved. We're not just interested in saving their life. We're interested in saving their soul. Listen, friend, our children need to be born again. Jesus said, if you're not born again, you're not going to go to heaven. If you're not born again, you're dead in sins. We talked this whole week about coming out of the devil's kingdom and into Christ's kingdom. That happens by the new birth. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 that we are dead in trespasses and sins. And that's the way we all walked. We were children of darkness, children of disobedience, actually children of the devil in his kingdom. When we come to Jesus and by faith realize he's the one who died on the cross, paid the punishment of my sins, was buried and rose again. He loves me with an everlasting love. He's the one that can take my sins away. He's the one that can forgive me. He's the one that can make me acceptable, righteous to get to heaven. I put my faith and dependence in Jesus. The Bible says this, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's one thing I want to know as a parent. I want to know that my children have heard the gospel. I want to know that they have a chance of being in heaven with me for eternity. I don't ever want to risk losing one of the souls of one of my children or my grandchildren, which we added the ninth one, by the way. Couldn't resist. We added the ninth one just yesterday. Praise God. And all God's people said, amen. The point is, these grandchildren are valuable to God, but they're valuable. And listen, their souls are valuable. He loves them. Jesus Christ came from heaven to die for sinners like me. But it's no good to know all that unless we receive the gift of salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. That's a promise. Let me ask you something this morning. When were you born again? You don't know you're born again because of a date in your mind. You know how you know you're born again? Just like I know that I had a physical birthday, I know I had a spiritual birthday. I never forget my physical birthday, even though I was too young to understand it all. That's the day I became physically alive. Every year I think about it. But I want to tell you something. Just like the physical birth is a reality you can't overlook, you can't overlook the spiritual birth once you have it. You remember how God changed your life. The Spirit of God came in. You became a new creature. You had new desires, new affections, new appetites, new attitudes. You are a new creature because you are saved. Saved from sin, death, and hell. Praise God. This is what we want. Number one, we want our children to have the Scriptures, a personal relationship in the Word of God. Two, we want our children to have salvation. But finally, look in that verse again. We want our children to have spiritual success as well. And I want to say this, dear friend. The word success appears only one time in the English King James Bible. It's found in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day in and day out, in order that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. We want our children to succeed beyond just business life, beyond just physically, beyond just relationally. We want our children to succeed spiritually so that their entire life can be charted by the wisdom and will of God. And that can only happen through the Scriptures. Look, if you would, in verse 16. He says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That is, God spoke it, every word of it. And he says, it's profitable. And he tells us it's profitable for doctrine. That tells us what's right. He tells us it's profitable for reproof. That tells us what's wrong. He tells us it's profitable for correction. That tells us how to make it right. And then he says it's profitable for instruction in righteousness. That's how to stay right before God. And notice what he says in verse 17. He says, if we have those Scriptures, it'll help us to be perfect. Perfect. And he's not talking about sinless, because I know I'm not sinless. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Perfect there means to be real, to be sincere. It really basically means to be complete. It means to be fully grown, mature, strong, healthy, successful, according to God's standards. This is what the Word of God can do. It says it will make us perfect, mature, complete, strong in the will of God. And then he says, thoroughly furnished to every good work. Wow. I'll tell you, the great joy is to see a parent who loves their child enough to make sure they have the scriptures in their life. And because they have the scriptures in their life, they have salvation in their life and they've received Christ. And they're never going to be the same. And it's really a great joy to see those same parents, mom and dad, be concerned about the spiritual welfare of the future of their child. And while they're giving them an education out there and a job and talking about everything else under the sun and making sure they can throw a basketball, they do not forget to base the life of their children on the precious Word of God, which alone can help them be mature and thoroughly furnished to every good work, so that their life can represent something that God can use for eternity and for time, and bring honor and glory to Christ, and they become a knight in God's kingdom. My prayer is this, that as parents, number one, we won't fail to make sure those three treasures are in our own life. I can't give the scriptures to someone else if I don't know them and have them. And two, I can't make sure my kids have salvation and have been born again if I'm not sure I've been born again. And number three, my children will never be successful if I don't work at seeking God's success in my life and base their lives on His standard of success, not the world's standard of success.